Tony was quick to point out that, no, it's a project that's going a long time, Tony, and you are the lead organiser, would be the correct title. My apologies on that one, and welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much. I guess I probably meant that in the sense of the exhibition has been running more than 30 years.
Right.
And I have either the lead organiser's position or the crown of thorns, as you might put it. And it moves on from person to person every 4 or 5 years, you know,
depending on who is the time. How long have you been tied up in it yourself?
I have been certainly more than 10, probably about 12 times myself. And it's largely a sort of word of mouth thing, because if it's the Green is relatively small, and with the new Lewis stations, etc., etc., it used to be facing the shopping centre, and then the Lewis went in and it moved around, and now the new second Lewis station pushes us further down. But if it's over advertised, it would be very difficult to turn away 1,000 photographers. So the camera clubs are involved. Notices go out, and then there's a bunch of people who word of mouth. There's all sorts of photography there. It's very eclectic. It's very strange. It's very collaborative because there's no competition.
Of course.
So rather than being a landscape competition or a flower competition,
it's everybody.
It is whatever the photographer feels. These are his best shots of the last year. We've had wonderful, wonderful. We've had macro photography from the electron microscope out in UCD.
Wow.
A guy called Carl Gaff, who's since exhibited in the National Botanic Gardens, and he works with the electric. He worked as a lab tech with the electron microscope, and he blew. Absolutely incredible photography.
I have seen, I had, it's quite some time ago now, a friend who was an electron microscopist, which is a hard one to pronounce on radio, by profession, and he was in the industrial research and standards machine, and you're right, it's an incredible world.
It's
frightening
incredible
in some ways.
Carl did these enormous blow-ups, and he would hand-colour the electron microscope stuff pixel by pixel. It often took him 3 or 4 months to produce a single photograph.
Yeah.
And they're quite astonishing. Giovanni Remigi then does 3D photography and wrote, he's a software writer, and he actually wrote the software that as you move around, it's a very particular type of 3D. And then you have landscape photographers, you have portrait photographers, you have photographs of Stephen's Green and flowers. And 1 year we had a lady come along with a plastic bag of her holiday photographs, little 4x6 imprints that she got from the chemist, and she pegged them up to the thing and had a wonderful time. Because it, and as I say, because there's no competition, the photographers talk to each other and they'll say, where did you take that photograph? Or, you know, how did that
happen? These aren't all professional photographers. I mean, they're people with a passion for photography. Like you said, the whole thing started with a photography group, essentially.
It emerged out at Dublin Camera Club 30 years ago. They decided to have a public exhibition, and the Office of Public Works very kindly donate the Green for free. We organise it as a group of volunteers. There is a small entrance fee, and then at the end of the exhibition, the only real expenses we have are insurance and then some money for a website. Not that we run the website ourselves, but the hosting. And then all of the rest of the money, every single penny, is donated to two charities.
Oh, yeah.
Our house charities, which are Dublin Simon and the NCBI. And for the two reasons. First of all, there was a general feeling that the one thing that blind people cannot really do is appreciate photography.
Yes.
So we supported that. And then a few years ago, as we're setting up on the Saturday morning, people come along with their bags and their boxes and they set up. And invariably, they'd find one or two people sleeping rough in the street. So it's just the way we rock and roll, you know.
Yeah,
so
I should point out that you're actually, the exhibits are actually done on the railings of the Green, isn't that right?
Absolutely.
So, you're a wee bit dependent on the weather being kind to you, I suppose, to some extent.
There is an element of that, but it's always held on one of the last weekends in August. It's invariably quite pleasant. There have been one or two bad years. I mean, it would be foolish to deny. Certainly for the last few years, we've been very lucky. And when it's sunny, it's the perfect strolling location. It's funny, if you are on Stephen's Green any day, but particularly any Saturday or Sunday during August, the people will walk on the Shelburne side and the Dawson Street side. On the weekend of People's Photography, that's empty because everybody is walking on the green side. Yeah. And it's absolutely wonderful. When the weather is pleasant, it's fantastic.
Well, that's the case for nearly everything, isn't it?
And as you mentioned, people are like, it's the perfect strolling opportunity, just wandering past. A lot of tourists, a lot of footfall will be walking by. Are any of the pictures for sale, or is it just an opportunity for these photographers to get their names out there and get their prints seen by potential buyers?
Again, it's eclectic. Some photographers will show very personal work.
Of course. Yeah.
Professional photographers who are taking photographs of weddings or events or any of that sort of material will often show their own photographs.
Yeah.
International photographers, we have had some visiting in past years who have become aware of the exhibition and request a space, and, you know, mm-hmm. National Geographic, or we've had very, very serious photographers. And then invariably, there isn't a photographer, I think, on the planet who doesn't enjoy selling a piece of work. But the exhibition is not couched for selling.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps unlike People's Art, a fantastic exhibition. But in that, there's a, you know, people are coming to sell pictures. And the photography is eclectic. I mean, if you go along, and I think it was one of the famous photographers says, the best thing you can ever say is that you love a photograph. And if you're really lucky, you'll know why you love the photograph, you know? And there's just those special moments. Actually, a friend calculated one time, another photographer said photography is just a hundredth of a second and a hundredth of a second and a hundred, because the actual exposure is very small. But if you were to take a photograph every hour of somebody's life from the day they're born to 80 years of age, you'd end up with 2 hours of pictures. Just, that's a photograph every hour. So the capturing that moment is what's really special, you know? It is quite astonishing that a photograph every hour for 80 years.
I suppose the astonishing thing too, back in my time as a lad, I think only one member in our immediate family had a camera. An aunt of mine had a big brownie box camera, as they called them. Going back. These days, everybody carries a camera and a high quality camera, which is capable of movies as well as still photography
in
their mobile phones here. And
we've
three of them in studio at the moment to take photographs if we want to.
And probably more if you take iPads and various bits and pieces. But there is, certainly technically, there are vastly more photographs being taken, right? Or no, there are vastly more images being taken.
Right.
Bad photography in the pubs, Bebo faces, you know, and this thing of what's known in photography as chimping. Of taking a picture and then holding it down and having a look, and take another picture and hold it down and have a look, or showing it around.
It's
very collaborative. But there is a vast difference between that and the depth of quality and image you can get, particularly from old film cameras, which are being sold secondhand for €100, or from high-quality professional DSLR cameras, which, I mean, the latest Hasselblads are laying down images of 115 megabytes per image.
Megapixels, is it?
Megabytes. Now, a pixel is, you know, only one bit of a 32-bit thing. But the difference in depth of colour and quality, etc., that you'll get from even a reasonable purpose-built camera as apart from an iPhone. And iPhones and the new Samsungs and all are exquisite, but They're not going to match a camera.
Exactly.
No, they sometimes many of them are not good in low light conditions, for
example.
They're not capable of handling that. They are very smart, some of the cameras, without a doubt. The exhibition, is that ongoing now at the moment, or are you going to finish up with the advent of September, or what happens?
No, the exhibition runs every year on one weekend, for a Saturday and Sunday.
All
so
right.
It's on this Saturday and this Sunday from 10 to 6 in Stephen's Green. And there will be in excess, as I say, of about 130 photographers. There'll be camera clubs from Navan, Drogheda, Port Leash, Dublin, as in the Dublin Camera Club, and a couple of other photography groups as well. And then
we hope the weather permits for any of this weekend, and we'll be in touch with you again.
You'll have to leave it there, Tony. I'm afraid the old clock has
Thank you
for both. Again.
Thank you
for coming
in. Thank you very much.